T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now, Kobe chant breaking out here at Madison Square Garden.
An outpouring at the Garden, where Knicks and Nets played last night and paused 24 seconds to celebrate number 24.
Kobe was one of those, you know, rivals who they just respected, unwaveringly.
This is Brad Heller. The NBA remembers Kobe Bryant for his Mamba mentality, that competitive spirit that made him one of the greatest players of all time.
Investigators are at the crash site to try and understand what happened.
I felt like it was flying way too low, and then all of a sudden I hear like a thud noise, and then there was nothing.
News broke as the Grammys were taking place at Kobe's home arena.
Outside the Staples Center, where Bryant played for 20 years, fans gathered late into the night to pay their respects.
Inside of the Grammys, an 18-year-old swept the top 4 honors.
I joke around a lot and I never take anything seriously at these kind of things, but I genuinely want to say I'm so grateful. I grew up watching all of you.
7 possible cases of coronavirus in New York are sent to the CDC for testing. I'm Marla Diamond.
And we'll dip into the News Radio archives for this date's milestones. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm Paul Murnane. Monday morning, the 27th.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We begin with the kind of news that puts everything else on pause. The kind of story that years from now, many will remember clearly where they were when they heard the news.
He was an idol for most of the world.
And that fairly sums up Kobe Bryant. His shocking death and that of his 13-year-old daughter and 7 other souls has investigators poring over mangled wreckage on a California hillside. We begin with Steve Futterman in California, where people saw the chopper flying low, too low.
This will be a wide-ranging investigation. The FAA has already been at the scene of the crash. 18 members of the National Transportation Safety Board who have flown here to Los Angeles will examine the crash site. Now, they will want to look at various things, the safety record of the helicopter itself, the record of the pilot who was flying the helicopter. They will also want to look at the weather conditions. There have been some suggestions that perhaps this helicopter should not have been flying when the crash took place.
In New York City, outside of Madison Square Garden, WCBS reporter Steve Burns observed it's almost appropriate that the Knicks were taking on the Nets so that the city could mourn together, mourn and remember.
In 2003, after throwing down a monumental dunk over Latrell Sprewell,
that's as good as it gets, folks.
Kobe looked around the Garden and smiled, telling TNT,
I love New York City, man. I really do.
That love is mutual, both then and now, as Knicks and Nets fans stream into the Garden following the news of Kobe Bryant's death.
Just a franchise player, to play good ball. He knew to play the game, you know what I'm saying?
He was a leader, always.
The Garden is lit up in Laker purple and gold, with the arena's digital billboards all displaying the same black and white photo of Kobe.
He was one of the most dedicated to his craft that I've ever met in any walk of life.
Bleacher Report senior NBA writer Howard Beck says Kobe and New York shared a special bond.
Kobe was one of those rivals they just respected unwaveringly.
Outside Madison Square Garden, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 80.
And it's not just here. Kobe Bryant will be mourned for an entire week in Italy, the country where he grew up. The Italian Basketball Federation says it has ordered a minute's silence to be observed for all games in every category for the entire week.
The Staples Center became a makeshift monument to Kobe Bryant last night, the same night that the Grammy Awards were being presented inside that same arena. Radio personality Dana Cortez.
There wasn't one artist on the red carpet that didn't mention Kobe Bryant. I saw Smokey Robinson, and immediately he brought Kobe Bryant up. He started crying, and he broke down.
It was a surreal night at the Grammys, and an astonishing night for one new artist, as we hear next. After Need to Know Weather, up next, our WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is here.
We have 30s right now, mid-30s across the region this morning. You may see a flurry or sprinkle as you step out the door this morning for the next several hours, but the afternoon will feature sunshine and temperatures that will be in the middle 40s.
All right, Craig, thank you. More about that in a second, but really, we're seeing stock futures indicating a much lower open this morning, and Joe Connolly is here with this morning's Big Money Story. Joe?
Yeah, Dow futures are down 1.5%, 425 points. Traders get paid to trade, and the news they're trading on today is the spread of the coronavirus, mainly in China. Some older and newer drugs are being tested to see if they are affected, and the race is on. Stocks open about 2% higher. Apple, Facebook, and a lot of other companies report quarterly profits this week.
Thank you, Joe. At the Grammys, we knew it would be a face-off between Lizzo and Billie Eilish, the big new artists that have been getting so much attention this year, both deservedly. But when it came time for the awards to be handed out, Billie Eilish won the top four categories. Now, here it is. I'm going to take you through the four because it's kind of interesting to hear the way it played out. Song of the Year was first. Here's how she accepted that.
Why? Wow. Oh, my God. So many other songs deserve this. I'm sorry. Thank you so much. This is my first Grammys. I never thought this would ever happen in my whole life.
And then it happened again for Best New Artist.
Thank you. Two.
And by the time she was called up for Album of the Year.
Can I just say that I think Ariana deserves this.
And by the time she and brother Phineas were given the fourth award for Record of the Year, all they could say was...
Thank you.
Phineas, holding up their Grammy for Song of the Year, alluded to the fact that their entire album was put together in a bedroom in their parents' home.
This is to all of the kids who are making music in their bedroom today. You're going to get one of these.
And now we're going to blow your mind when we tell you that the last time an artist swept all four top categories was in 1981. Who is Christopher Cross?
Ooh.
Another artist from that same era, Newark's own Gloria Gaynor, won a Grammy last night for Best Roots Gospel Album 40 years after she won her first Grammy for I Will Survive.
Across New York City, outpourings of admiration for Kobe Bryant with a poignant moment at the Garden as the Knicks and the Nets took the court. Brad Heller has that after Craig's full forecast coming up next.
Now on the WCBS Morning News Roundup, your Exergen forecast, our chief meteorologist Craig Allen.
Now, once again, maybe a flurry or a sprinkle this morning. That's about all, and it's just widely scattered across the region. The afternoon will feature a mix of sun, clouds, and a bit of a brisk breeze, and temperatures will be up around 45 for the afternoon. That is above average. 30 to 35 tonight and 20s inland, so a little bit chillier. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny, both those days around or a little over 40 degrees, which again is just a touch above average, and it looks like another very quiet week, at least the weekdays coming up. 37 now in the city, humidity 67%, a west wind at 15, so the wind chill is 29. Again today, up around 45.
We are learning this morning of seven possible cases of coronavirus in New York State. Live with what we know this morning, let's go to WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. Marla?
And several people were seen wearing masks at Chinese New Year celebrations in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, and Flushing, Queens on Sunday, as Chinese officials warn the virus can be spread from person to person before symptoms begin to show. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo said seven possible cases in New York have been sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for testing. Three came back negative, and the results of the four others are still pending. And on Sunday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was in New York. He ordered federal health officials to declare this a health emergency.
You can never be too careful when it comes to something as deadly and virulent as this virus.
That would make funds available, more federal funds available for testing and treatment. Wayne?
Marla, also concerned about some cases possibly in Connecticut?
Yes, there is a student at Wesleyan University in Connecticut that is being monitored as a possible case of the virus. The unidentified student complained of cough and fever after traveling through an airport where another person was identified to have the flu-like illness. And the State Department of Public Health in Connecticut and the CDC are now testing to determine if the student has contracted the coronavirus.
It's Marla Diamond on the story this morning. Right now on the Morning News Roundup, Brad Heller is here with reactions still coming in to Kobe, Brad.
Yeah, Paul, the tributes poured in for Kobe before, during, and after the NBA games yesterday. Here was Clippers head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, he means a lot to me, obviously. You know, he was such a great opponent, you know. It's what you want in sports.
That was before the Clippers played the Magic in Orlando. Meanwhile, at the Garden.
We remember the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant and joined the Los Angeles Lakers, the Buss family, and the entire basketball world in mourning his passing.
A moment of silence before every game in the NBA, and the Knicks and Nets, along with other teams, each started with a 24-second shot clock violation for Kobe's number 24. The Knicks beat the Nets 110-97. Kyrie Irving did not play because of personal reasons. He was close with Kobe and left the arena as soon as he heard the news. Kyrie's teammate Spencer Dinwiddie grew up in L.A.
He was everything to my generation. You feel me? Like, there's a whole generation of kids, like L.A. kids that... Global, obviously, but like that was our childhood.
And it wasn't just the NBA. Tributes all across sports, including at the Pro Bowl down in Orlando. And Tiger Woods reacted as well. He found out after he finished his final round at the Farmers Insurance Open out of Torrey Pines.
So, Brad, we know there were 9 people aboard that helicopter. And aside from Kobe and his 13-year-old daughter, there were some other really powerful people who left their mark on the world.
Yeah, legendary junior college baseball coach John Altobelli was on that helicopter along with his wife and his daughter. His daughter was on the same youth basketball team as Kobe's daughter, Gianna. Altobelli actually coached Aaron Judge and Jeff McNeil in the Cape Cod Summer League. McNeil tweeted, quote, "One of my favorite coaches I've ever played for and one of the main reasons I got a chance to play professional baseball. Both the baseball and basketball world lost a great one today," end of quote.
Thank you, Brad Heller, this morning.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Murnane. On a Monday morning, here are your 3 things to know.
Well, the sign at the 42nd Street Bryant Park subway station was plastered with the name Kobe. So it read Kobe Bryant Park. It's one of countless tributes around the city and the world for Kobe Bryant on his shocking death at age 41 in a helicopter crash. At the Garden, the Knicks hosted the Nets with both teams intentionally taking 24-second shot clock violations to honor number 24.
Number 2, their numbers are dwindling, but right now survivors of Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp are gathering for the 75th anniversary of the liberation of that camp by the Red Army. The ceremony that will touch on the signs of rising anti-Semitism and hatred in our world.
Third thing to know, just released segments of an upcoming book by John Bolton, rocking the impeachment trial of President Trump.
I'm Tom Foti. The New York Times is reporting on drafts of a book by ex-Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, contradicting President Trump and his defenders, quoting Bolton as saying Mr. Trump did tie congressionally authorized aid to Ukraine to investigations there of his political opponent, Joe Biden.
This is a bombshell revelation that puts the Republicans in a defensive position.
CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn, indeed, President Trump was on Twitter after midnight, claiming he never said that to Bolton, accusing him of trying to sell a book. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Now this date's 88 seconds in sound, milestones for January 27th.
This will most likely be one of the largest blizzards in the history of New York City. I'm asking
2015,
everyone.
It was the great blizzard that never happened.
Some weather forecasters are even apologizing today.
Mayor de Blasio shut down schools, even the subway, on a forecast of 30 inches. We got 4.
Do I stand by my forecast? My forecast was off. It was off by 50 miles.
Eastern Long Island did get slammed.
Showtime, baby. Showtime.
1991, the Super Bowl. Giants versus the Bills. Giants lead 2019, seconds to go, and the Bills attempting a field goal.
The Super Bowl will ride on the right foot of Norwood.
It missed. Giants win Super Bowl 25.
Rated R.
Sneaking into an R movie changed on this date in 1970. They raised the age from 16 to 17 and replaced rated M for mature with PG because nobody could figure out what M meant.
This is Mike Wallace at the CBS Newsroom in New York.
1967.
America's first 3 Apollo astronauts were trapped and killed by a flash fire that swept their moonship at Cape Kennedy in Florida.
This date's most profound event happened in 1945.
The Russians have launched their long-expected major winter offensive in central Poland.
Soviet forces liberate the killing center at Auschwitz and Birkenau. An estimated 1.1 million people were murdered at that camp. Among them, 960,000 Jews lost their lives.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.